Over the past century, the University of California at Berkeley has assembled a vast collection of East Asian treasures. Now, in their new home on campus, the four-story CV Star Library, the museum-quality materials are available for students to see, touch, and study.
This is the first freestanding building ever constructed to house an East Asian collection in the United States.
Peter Zhao is the library's director. He says the new $46.4 million facility brings together under one roof collections of woodblock prints, rare maps, scrolls, manuscripts, and much more.
Today we have over 900,000 volumes in our collection, covering all fields of humanities and social sciences. We collect materials from primarily three countries, China, Japan, and Korea. In terms of the languages, our collections are in Korean, Japanese, Chinese, Tibetan, some Mongolian, and some Manchu.
We have items that simply could not be purchased today, no matter at what price tag.
Deborah Rudolph is executive manager of the library.
People might wonder, how can an old book have content that a newer reprint of it doesn't have? Well, for one thing, a lot of these books, as you can see, have annotations, may give a scholar insight into the way a particular work was perceived at that time. Another thing is we have lots of manuscripts. Some of these are manuscripts that have never been published, and some are unpublished manuscripts by well-published intellectuals. And we have other items that are simply unique, that have never been reprinted, like some of the rubbings. Many of the objects that these rubbings were taken from no longer exist, so they're unique records.
The library is named after the late Cornelius van der Star, a UC Berkeley alumnus with a deep interest in Asia. Star made his fortune in the insurance industry, and the Star Foundation contributed $8 million to the project. Since it opened 2 months ago, the library has attracted scholars from universities across Asia, visitors from the Asian American community, and many of Berkeley's professors and their students.
And this is a large album. Each page is illustrated with a different scene from the play, and it gives us the proper passage from the play. And as you notice, even the calligraphy is terrific. It's just written in this very small and
art history
hand,
professor Patricia Berger brings her class to the library for a weekly seminar. She says they focus on two particular categories.
First, a group of books and albums, painted albums, that have to do with some of the great plays and novels that were written in China, basically from the 15th through the 18th centuries. Also, we looked at rubbings taken from stone engravings. Some of the great sculptural monuments in China are represented here in rubbing form. And that's wonderful. This is an early way of reproducing things in the days before photography.
Graduate students Sung Lin Kim and Michelle Wang say visiting the library with their professor adds to their understanding.
It really helped me to learn from professors, from librarians, for example, how to unroll and roll hanging scrolls and hand scrolls, and how to just flip over the pages, and how to cover my brief when I look at this 1,000-year-old books and paintings and stuff.
I never really had an opportunity to be up close and personal with these objects. In Taiwan, it was always the National Palace Museum, and when you go, there are very thick glasses between you and the object. But when I came to Berkeley, it became this very unique opportunity to actually see or handle some of the material.
Having all the university's East Asian collections in one place benefits students like Louis Haberstead, who's working toward a doctorate degree in Chinese history.
Before, there were three libraries where the materials were all scattered around campus. So sometimes you might look up something in the main library but find that you actually have to walk across to the other library, which is really frustrating. So here you can easily get to all the material, which makes it a lot more convenient.
The library's reading hall, with large windows overlooking a grove of oak trees and letting in plenty of light, attracts many students who are not majoring in East Asian studies. Randall Brown, who's studying Southeast Asian political economy, is one of them.
The atmosphere is very attractive, the natural lighting. It's a new facility on campus, so it also provides kind of a unique intellectual connection. The group of young intellectuals that are attracted here, I think, is appealing.
Library Director Peter Zhao is delighted by the students' feedback. He says he hopes the facility will continue to support research and the exchange of ideas, and be the place where the West meets and understands the East. I'm Faith Lapidus.